It is a morning where later on, not broadcasting in the official Stone Specialist studios, will be Art Lewis, and for that matter, Terry Henney. And for that matter, along with Art, will be Ann Williams on location. We have a special day today, one of the cooking competitions we want to take a few minutes to talk about, because we want to make sure that we extend an invitation for you to be part of what's happening today at the Maytag store right down the road from our studios, 3800 Tittabawassee Road, easy to find. We've been there before. You've been there before. It's a great setup with the kitchen availabilities for cooking contestants to show up, prepare the said competition, be judged for a chance to win some cash prizes, and have a lot of fun and camaraderie. And again, that can be with you as well. You do not have to be a participant in the contest. You can be a spectator, and you can do that today. So, what's going on? Well, for the first time ever, Ann Williams and Art Lewis, associated with, of course, the Listen to the Misses podcasts that we have for you, that it is the cooking competition of the French Toast Frenzy, as they call it. Yes, whatever creative ability you have with French toast, that was the challenge put forth for contestants to submit recipes, and then selections were made for those to compete. And at 9 o'clock this morning, the contestants will start the frenzy, and at noon, the judging begins. Cash prizes from the Maytag store, $200 for first, $100 for second, $50 for third, and all will be outfitted in the fine aprons from Pioneer Sugar. As I said, Art starts broadcasting at 9, and Ann Williams will be along too, of course, to assist and help out. And Terry Henney will also have his farm show there too at 11:30. Mm-hmm. So here are the contestants and the names of the French toast.
Okay, let's hear them.
Now, before I say this, as usual, so, and this again is extending it to our listeners to show up, because the Maytag store actually puts chairs up. They give you seating,
right?
And you're encouraged to watch, have fun, ask questions, and just it's an overall good time. I mean, there's a competition for the cash, we know that, but it's still a good camaraderie. Anytime we have these competitions, of course, we have the ability in the kitchen to fend for ourselves. But quite often, our idea, for example, of French toast probably pales in comparison.
I was going to say, this ought to be quick. prepare French toast. How hard is that? And how fast,
See, the same thing.
It's a matter of minutes.
You're on my thinking there, Dave. I'm thinking, you know what? Give me a little egg mixture. Give me a griddle and, a couple
of
minutes.
Right. Turn it out.
Here's some French toast for you.
Here's some syrup. Go with it.
It can take a little bit. My dad, once in a while, will do these gourmet French toast things. And
really?
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Well, you see, what this is. Okay, see, at least Pat has some knowledge.
Well, that must be what these recipes are today. It must be gourmet.
Yeah.
Type.
Yeah, I don't think it's just putting the bread in the egg and throwing it on.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like you, Dave, like, well, what do I need to show up at 9 o'clock for to start cooking?
I can do that.
You know, judging
that
starts at noon. I'll be there at 11:45.
Right.
Here it is. Let me know what you think. So, yeah, because it's not the procedure itself that could be lengthy. It's the preparation.
I see.
Well, remember, one of the most famous Listen to the Misses recipes is the praline French toast, which I think involves the overnight soaking of the French toast mixture in the fridge.
And not only the preparation, but the presentation. I'm sure there's an artistic look to some of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Taking a spatula and just throwing it off on a plate is probably not going to be a winner.
No.
Which is why, of course, we are here in studio talking about it and not at the Maytag score competing with it. All right, so here are your contestants. And unfortunately, I think Art told me that we had one or two that turned out that there was a problem and could not make it. But, well, we understand that happens sometimes. Cheryl Williams, Bay City, is creating Mama's Sweet Toast. So, right there, that tells me something. The word French isn't even in the thing, but, that's what it's going to be, Mama's Sweet Toast. Linda Schmidt from Call Collins making Hawaiian French Toast.
Oh, really? Hmm.
I didn't know that you could do it.
Hawaiian French.
Yes. A mixture of cultures or something like that. Joan Gerhardt of Saginaw, the ultimate sweet and savory.
Oh, sweet and savory.
French toast.
Mm. All right.
Okay. Mary Walk from Saginaw creating cinnamon cream French toast.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Not just cinnamon, okay. Not cream, but both. Cinnamon cream French toast. And, this name would be perhaps recognizable for our listeners, young Cameron Chastness of Saginaw.
Oh wow. Oh,
okay.
Cool. What's she doing?
Creme brulee. French toast.
Well, that sounds French.
Well, yeah, that's true. No mixing of the cultures there. That's right.
She's taking it a step beyond.
I think that's
the theme.
I think I just gained 5 pounds from that title.
That's what I think she's all of 15 now. That's what 15-year-olds are doing in the kitchen today. They're doing creme brulee French toast. That's the cooking competition that's going to be happening today.
Sounds mighty good at breakfast time, doesn't it?
Right now, for us, right now, it sounds very good. Right now, the simple tossing the bread and the egg mixture sounds pretty good. So your dad did some gourmet French toast,
does,
really?
He does. And I just want the bread thrown in some egg and just throw it on. Maybe throw a little cinnamon on. I don't need all that.
You didn't need all that? Huh?
No, I told him. So he was a little disappointed, but he knows that he can make my wife the gourmet, and then he just throws regular bread on for mine. So that's it, yes. Yeah, I don't get into
that. Well, you must have tried it before.
I've tried it, yes. Well, so puts it on some type of stick, I guess you could say, like a shish kebab in a way.
Really?
Yeah, he put. I told you it was gourmet. It was just a
wow.
And he somehow mixed it in with a little sausage and then a little bread, a little sausage. Oh yeah, it was
wow.
It was interesting.
Hmm. Was it good?
Like I said, it wasn't for me.
Okay, it wasn't. I understand. I understand. Don't want to put you any pressure in case Dad's listening.
There were
listening.
Nuts in the bread, Charlie. I just don't like bread with it's got some type of nuts or raisin or anything like that in there.
Oh. So. That's a plain,
yes, I am.
Plain presentation kind of guy.
So he wouldn't like stolen, would he?
No, not at all. No, not at all. But no, it does sound like it's going to be a great day of Toast de Francais at the Maytag store.
A great day of what?
Toast de Francais.
That was very, very international sounding of you.
It sounds French.
Well,
I made it up, but it's
if there's anyone who could help us out with any type of connection to France, we've got the right person with Ann Williams.
Ann gets in,
Since she
French major,
at the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
she's when it comes to French, she's all that and more. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. And again, listeners, you're invited to attend. Starts at 9 o'clock this morning when the doors open at the Maytag store, and have some good time and talk to the contestants about their recipes and maybe gain some insights, some clues, or some possibilities of future recipes that you'd like to attempt. And then we'll find out how it all plays out, and of course we'll have winning results for you tomorrow morning at this time. We'll let you know what happened.
All right.